I'm Daniel Laurent. I'm serving as our chapter vice president this year.
So what are you doing and what did you start early on?
Yes, ma'am. So whenever I was little, my sister and my dad, you know, they started a Yorkshire show pig business and then crossbred show pig business. And eventually it kind of evolved into my own thing where I took over and I turned it into a Duroc show pig and commercial Duroc business. Now I'm running 4 litters of show pigs in the spring, 4 litters of commercial hogs in the summer. Just working to get meat and show pigs out to earn a little profit. And I've added this year, I already worked for our family farm in terms of with our cattle. And I'm adding 5 steers to my ownership and entrepreneurship this year.
Well, the breeding program alone, you've won some pretty impressive titles on that, right?
Yes, ma'am. We've been lucky. We've had some good hogs come through. Starting back in 2020 during COVID year was really the first breakthrough. Got a barrow into the grand drive. It was my first time showing in a grand drive outside of one that my sister bred whenever it was my first year. I was 9. So that was like 6 years later. I hadn't done it in forever. And I was freaking out. It was great. And then recently I haven't had as much success in the show ring as hogs that I've sold have. Outside of last year's Grand Champion Open Duroc Barrow, all the winners in the past few years have been from other kids. So we had the reserve overall gilt at the fair in 22. Her littermate brother was reserve Kentucky Proud Barrow that year, and those were 2 really good hogs. And to see those kids driving in the ring, that's some cool stuff. You know, they're over here with their favorite barrow, their favorite gilt, and it's pretty cool stuff. It reminds me why I do it, honestly.
What kind of classes do you take? What are you involved in throughout the day?
This year, I'm taking an animal science class. In the past, I've taken small animal and principles. So this year, my ag class, we've done 1 dissection. We're just going through. We're learning about animal science, learning about diseases, learning about how to care for large animals, learning about, you know, whether it be digestive systems, different stuff like that. And all this stuff feeds right into production and how you're going to raise the animal to prevent diseases, how you're going to take care of your animals, just knowing more about them. It's something I can actually use outside of school, too.
Are you doing any speeches this year or anything?
Yes, ma'am. I won the chapter in extemporaneous speaking, so we'll be taking that to regional. Definitely the hardest public speaking challenge I've ever taken on. It is really a challenge to just whip up a speech in 30 minutes and on a random topic. It's rough.
So who picks the topic?
So you draw 3 of them out of a hat out of 13 total topics. You know, the past few months, I've just been trying to learn my topics, practice speech writing, make sure I'm, you know, cranking out speeches that are long enough. I'm not as worried about delivery and answering questions as I am the writing. That's the part that I haven't, you know, outside of my freshman year when I did impromptu for Swine, I haven't had to write a speech and give it immediately. So that's something that I've been trying to remember how to do, kind of get better at going into this regional competition. And it's been really a challenge.
He's fantastic at speaking. And one thing that he's kind of left out is extemporaneous is a very educated, researched topic. So everything, the topics in that come from National FFA, and it is all over the board in terms of agriculture. So none of the topics are similar. And he's got to be very well-versed on all of the topic. It is a national contest as well, so he has the opportunity to go to nationals with that contest.
So FFA week, what do you want people to get from this week?
When I'm thinking of FFA, going into high school, I was really just concerned with doing my animal science classes. And I was like, I'm just going to compete in the swine speech. I'm just going to offset judge. That was my whole deal. You know, Mr. York was able to pull me out of my shell a little bit and be like, hey, do these competitions. Do these different opportunities. I did them and I really enjoyed them. And the thing I've learned most from FFA is step out of your comfort zone. I mean, if you do things that you're not comfortable with, it makes you better. Even if you just fall and crash and do terrible, you know, there's almost more to learn from that than there is succeeding in something new. Sometimes you find something that you didn't think you were going to like at all and you have a good time with it. And so other times it's a good experience. You say, I'm never going to do that again, but you know what? At least I had a good experience. I learned something from it.
So are you coming in as a first-time FFAer, or would you say you're a legacy?
I guess you could say I'm a legacy. My 3 out of my 4 older siblings all went through FFA. My oldest sister, Celeste, served as state secretary. My older brother and older sister, Renee and Aaron, they both served as chapter vice presidents. And then my mom served in Louisiana as there's 3 of them, one of the first female state officers in the state of Louisiana. So you could say I'm a little bit of a legacy, but it wasn't pushed on me going to high school. The only reason that I was like, you know, I'm doing this is the fact that I was like, man, I want animal science. And they were like, good, do it and try stuff.
Your parents are so, I mean, they're so willing to help other kids and coach them and are very active in the agriculture community. And I got to say, I think they're pretty proud of you.
I'll try to make them proud.
So where are we going? We're after high school. What are we doing? You got a plan?
Yes, ma'am. I finally settled in on a plan. I'm planning to go to the University of Kentucky, trying to double major in animal science and agricultural economics. Animal science is obviously the passion. It's something I've always wanted to be a part of, always wanted to do. Agricultural economics is definitely the more job-friendly side of it. I like economics. I don't have a problem with it. It's not my passion, but I like it. And it's something that could definitely help me out after college trying to find a job.
I think that's awesome. Do you know what you want to be?
Not yet. I know what I want to do. I want to be able to be the guy that's helping farmers on the farm. You know, being like, hey, this is how you can change it to get your, you know, better production from your, whether it be heifers, you know, hogs, whatever it may be. I'm like, hey, this is what you can do to get better heifers. This is what you can do to get better show pigs. What you can do to get better commercial hogs. I really want to be the guy that's like taking the know-how and applying it to where we can, you know, try to make better animals across the board.